churches, dear parishioners, today I would like to speak about time. And time is one of the greatest gifts we could ever receive. What is time? A simple definition would be a succession of moments. It's obviously a change. And yes, my dear brethren, you'll be a little bit older by the end of this sermon than you were at the beginning of the sermon. Every day we do go through, we experience time, so we get older. But as I said, time is a gift. And it is a most precious gift. Why is that? This succession of moments, which we tend to take for granted. We even, unfortunately, can fall into states of boredom. I don't know what to do with my time. And yet, I'm telling you today, it is one of the most precious things we could have. There's only a finite amount of time in our lives. It will not go on indefinitely. It's continuously passing. And yes, one day it will come to an end for us. Time will cease insofar as earthly considerations are concerned. So we can't bottle it up, we can't buy more of it, we can't preserve it, we can't store it up so we have more time later on. We can use our time more efficiently, but we can't save it. I love what St. Alphonsus Liguori says about time. He says, do you want to know how much worth time is? It's what God is worth. And what he means by that is that in any moment of time, a person can make an act of supernatural faith, perfect contrition, be forgiven his or her serious sins, and receive the grace of God, which is the very life of God himself. It's our passport to heaven. We can't enter heaven without it. So take it from a saint, one of the greatest theologians in the history of the church, who said, this is how precious time is, that you can gain the friendship of God, and it will make all the difference for all eternity. Time is worth what God is worth. And if I'm not mistaken, St. Alphonsus Liguori valued time so much that he literally took a vow. In addition to his priestly vow of celibacy, his three religious vows, he founded the Redemptorist Order, he took the vow to never waste time. That's how much he valued it. How wonderful this gift is. So why am I talking about time today? Because I see the gift of time by Jesus Christ himself, who after he ascended into heaven, literally left us his physical presence in the tabernacle. At every Mass, the priest has the power to call him down. Well, remember, of course, our Lord is the primary priest in every Mass, but he makes use of the secondary priest to bring him down upon the altar. And it's the same body and blood, soul and divinity on the altar as was born in Bethlehem, as grew up in Nazareth, as walked Galilee and Judea, the same body and blood that died upon the cross, that rose from the dead in a glorified state, and that ascended into heaven. It's the exact same spiritual and physical presence. Does he give us the gift of time? My dear brethren, make no mistake, he is in that tabernacle every second of practically every day of the year, giving the gift of his time to us. He could never be accused, well, God can never be accused anyway, of not giving us his time. You see how much he is willing to give to you. And so this is why we need to spend our time in his presence. And that's how we show our appreciation. And this is how we receive special graces. We have to give him our time. Yes, it's an act of faith. We don't see his physical feature, the physical features of his face, of his body, but he is there totally, completely and totally in that sacred host. And he will be within you in Holy Communion for some 15 minutes, totally and entirely. We can't spend enough time, can we, really? We can do our best, especially by assisting at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. One of the priests just recently shared with me an expression that he had heard many years before of what the Mass is, and I had never thought about it this way. Now, we have this expression, ground zero. Now, it usually has a very unfortunate connotation, you know, a great blast or, you know, destructiveness, bad things happening at ground zero. But he said, in a positive way, though, the Mass is ground zero for an explosion of grace. And this is all benign and good, so don't think of it in any way negative. So right here, by assisting at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, you are immersed in the greatest amount, possible amount of grace that you can receive. We're at a spiritual ground zero in a very positive way, not in any destructive way. And this grace radiates outward to the rest of the world that so desperately needs grace. And grace is, yes, it's an invisible thing. We can't see it, taste it, weigh it, measure it, but it is most real. It's the life of God himself. Just know how immersed in grace you are every time you come into God's house, and especially at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. As a matter of fact, there's an infinite amount of grace here. And the only limit is our own dispositions. The better we're disposed, the more grace we receive. And it is giving our time to God. That's how we show love. I also wanted to speak of time today in relation to Father's Day. Is this not one of the most important and necessary gifts that a father does for his children, for his family, for his wife, to spend time, to give time? That's where the strengthening and bonding and true love happens, always, whenever that time is given. I've mentioned this before, but it's worth repeating. I remember many years ago I had read that the way to spell love is with T-I-M-E. That whenever you spend time with our Lord in prayer, with our Blessed Mother, the saints, or with fellow human beings, the people that you love, it's always an act of love. You could be doing other things, but you say, I'm giving you my time. I remember later on, after I first mentioned that in a sermon, a mother told me with a big smile, she said, my little daughter was worried during the sermon when she heard you say that love is spelled T-I-M-E. She didn't think you knew how to spell. But make no mistake, we always love when we give time. And the more grace we need, and yes, we need so many graces in these difficult, difficult times. Where do we get this grace? With Him who is giving us all of His time, all day, all night, and He's waiting for you to come and give your time in love to Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.